Dave, obviously a good start from the boys, but just, I guess, a disappointing final quarter.
Yeah, I think throughout the entire game, we really hurt ourselves with our ball movement. We were very stagnant and predictable, I think, and Essendon were able to turn it over fairly easily and score on the back of that.
What helped Freo turn the game around? Essendon seemed on top early.
Yeah, well, I think those moments where we did kind of take our chances with ball movement, we started winning the ball a bit better around contests and a bit more flow on offence. I think the game really opened up, and I thought we controlled the ball a little bit better as the game went on. But ultimately we fell short.
Is that a Ross Assessor game for you guys post game?
Yeah. It was obviously a pretty frustrating game, and clearly Essendon were the better team on the night and pushing for finals now. So we know where we went wrong, and we'll aim to rectify that next week.
Tough to lose Sean so close to bounce down, but Jono really stepped up.
Yeah, Jono came in and kicked a couple of goals, and I thought Jones really fought away in the ruck and kind of got on top of that battle late. Obviously when anyone goes out late, it kind of throws things into a bit of turmoil, but those two guys in particular really stood up.
What's tough for those guys in the ruck? How did you find the midfield battle with Essendon on top?
Yeah, they probably had a bit more flow on the move a little bit more, and we had our hands on the ball plenty of times and kind of failed to really convert those into inside 50 opportunities. So, all in all, I think they were much more efficient when they had the ball.
What do you make of Bailey Banfield today?
Yeah, Bailey was pretty good up until three-quarter time. And, Merritt is a class player and got off the chain in the last quarter and really started to drive their ball movement. So, that's disappointing for all parties. But, Bailey's a dog with a bone, so he'll analyse that and himself and see where he went wrong and try and improve.
It's obviously a good lesson for him, but he's played every game this year, so he's shown a lot of improvement at times.
Yeah, Bailey's come in right from get-go, even in the pre-season, and really done what was required to put his name up in lights and get the match committee to notice him and select him. And I think it's a credit to him the way he's gone about it. To have played every game in his first year, it's a marvellous achievement.
Great to see Sonny give us some life up front too.
Yeah, Sonny, he's been up and down a little bit. I think he'd recognise that, but tonight he was excellent.
And what do you think is going to be crucial for Freo to bounce back against Hawthorn?
Yeah, I think it's just pretty much our ball movement. We, at times, were too helter-skelter and turning it over really easily, and at other times we were a bit cautious and not really taking the game on. So I think that's our biggest learning area from tonight.
Great, thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Cheers.